After the war was over, I went back to Los Alamos to finish some papers. And there I did some safe opening, which I could write a safe cracker book better than any safe cracker book. It would start in the beginning, and it would explain how I opened a safe, absolutely cold, without knowing the combination, which contained more secret thing than any safe that's ever been opened. I opened the safe that contained behind it the secret of the atomic bomb, all the secrets, the formulas, the rates at which neutrons are liberated from uranium, how much uranium you need to make a bomb, all the theories, all the calculations, the whole damn thing. This is the way it was done, all right? I was trying to write this report. I needed this report. It was a Saturday. I thought everybody worked. I thought it was like Los Alamos used to be. So I go down to the library. The library at Los Alamos had all these documents. And there was a great vault with a great knob of a different kind of knob. I didn't know anything about it. Filing cabinets, I understood, but I was only an expert on filing cabinets. Not only that, but there were guards walking back and forth in front with guns. So you can't get that one open, okay? So I didn't get that. And I think, wait. Old Freddy de Hoffman, in the declassification section, he's in charge of declassifying documents. Which documents now can be declassified? And so he had to run down to the library and back so often. He got tired of it, and he got a brilliant idea. Did he get a copy made of every document in the Los Alamos library, right? And he'd stick it in his filing cabinet, and he had 9 filing cabinets, one right next to the other in 2 rooms, full of all the documents of Los Alamos. And I knew he had that. So I'll go up to DeHoffman, I'll ask him to borrow the document from him. He's got a copy. So I went up to his office, and the office door is open. And it looks like he's coming back. The light is lit. Looks like he's coming back any minute. So I wait. And as always, when I'm waiting, I diddle the knobs. I tried 10, 20, 30. Didn't work. 20, 40, 60. Didn't work. Try everything. I'm waiting. Nothing to do. Then I begin to think. You know, those locksmith people, I ain't never been able to figure out how to open them cleverly. Maybe they don't either. Maybe all the stuff they're telling me about psychology is right. I'm going to open this one by psychology. First thing in the book, it says, the secretary is very often nervous that she will forget the combination, and she's been told the combination she might forget, and the boss might forget, she has to know. So she nervously writes it somewhere. List of places where secretaries write combinations, okay? Starts out with, you know, the most clever thing, starts right out with you open the drawer and the wood along the side of the drawer on the outside is written carelessly a number, like as if it was a invoice number. That's the combination number. So it's on the side of the desk, okay. I remember that in the book. Desk drawer's locked, I could pick the lock easy, I open the lock right away. Pull out the drawer, look along the wood, nothing. It's all right. There's a lot of papers in the drawer. I fish around among the papers and finally I find there's a nice little piece of paper which is the Greek alphabet, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, and so forth, carefully printed. The secretaries have to know how to make those letters and how to call them when they're talking about them, right? So they all had, each one had a copy of this thing. But carelessly scrawled across the top is pi is equal to 3.14159. Well, why does she need the numerical value of pi? She's not computing anything. So I go up to the safe, it's honest, it's like any other book, only I'm just telling you how it was done. I walk up to safe 31, 41, 59, doesn't open. 13, 14, 95, doesn't open. 95, 14, 13, doesn't open. 41, 31, 20 minutes, I'm turning pi upside down. Nothing happened. So I start walking out of the office, and I remember the book about the psychology, and I said, you know, but it's true. Psychologically, I'm right. Freddy de Hoffman is just the kind of a guy to use a mathematical constant for his safe combination. So the other important mathematical constant is E. So I walk back to the safes, 27, 18, 28, click, it opens. I checked, by the way, that all the combinations were the same. Well, there's a lot of stories about it, but it's getting late, and that's a good one, so we'll let it go at that.